From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It says Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he was confident the ruling would be overturned. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There were no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. The United Nations on Tuesday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could be even higher. Republican Donald Trump is facing a pivotal moment in his U.S. presidential campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton as he is set to explain his immigration policies. Trump's plans to lay out his plan on Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. In recent days, Trump has offered mixed signals on whether he still supports his original call to create a deportation force. This is VOA News. Lawyers at the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are making their final arguments before the Senate votes on whether to remove her from office. Rousseff, the country's first female president, was questioned by senators for more than 14 hours on Monday after giving a 30-minute speech laying out her defense. Senators will hold a final debate before voting on the verdict Wednesday. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein is calling on all French seaside towns to rescind bans on the burkini. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
In weighing in on this controversial issue, the UN's top human rights official, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, does not disguise his disdain for a policy he regards as discriminatory, humiliating, and counterproductive. The High Commissioner says he agrees with France's highest administrative court, which ruled on Friday that the ban constitutes a grave and illegal breach of fundamental freedoms and should be suspended. The High Commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, says dress codes disproportionately affect women and girls, undermine their freedom to choose what to wear, and are humiliating and degrading. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States says both Turkey and U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in Syria are critical to the fight against the Islamic State forces in the region. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, says the U.S. relies on both parties to help counter the principal threat, IS. The two groups have been fighting each other along the Syrian border. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. Secretary of State John Kerry says the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. In a series of 40 rescue missions launched off the northern coast of Libya Monday, Italian Coast Guard personnel and several partner agencies saved around 6,500 migrants said to be traveling from Somalia and Eritrea. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the death of Aylin Kurdi. He's the Syrian toddler whose body washed up on a beach in Turkey. His photographs sparked an outpouring of outrage and support around the world. Now the Norwegian Refugee Council, a human rights group based in Europe, is using the anniversary of young Kurdi's death to call on European leaders to stop the loss of lives on their doorstep. The news agency for the Islamic State militant group says its spokesman in Aleppo, Syria, has been killed. The group says Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, one of the longest-serving officials of the group, was killed while surveying the group's military operations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.